This shows you the counties along the coast, which of course are the most important counties, and then also the 3-mile line, which we refer to as the Maine's coastal waters. It's where we directly have authorization over and responsibility for. We overlap a lot with the feds on fisheries that occur. Any one of our marine license holders, though, are bound by Maine state law no matter where they conduct their business. Even outside of the 3 miles, they're still bound by Maine state law, whatever they may be. And I think, I can't read it too well, but down at the bottom it says anadromous fish restoration takes place in every Maine county. That's and that's what Pat's Bureau is charged with.
Sorry, Representative McDonald speaking. With Maine state law being enforceable in federal waters, is that a practice that's common all along the coastline? Or do other states, is that a federal requirement that state laws be applicable in federal waters abutting those state waters? Or
No.
So are we Maine unique in that we enforce our laws in federal waters, and how do we do that? That's a question for another day. But
I don't think we are unique in that. It's actually, I don't have my law book right here, but it's over there. It's called the Rules of Construction. Well, it's in your law book now. And it's called the Rules of Construction section, and it does specifically say that as a Maine license holder, you're bound by. It has been tested all the way to the Maine law court, Maine Supreme Court, as to whether. This was in this case was a ground fishing vessel that was in federal waters, Maine licenses, and had lobsters on board, and that was the law has been tested. And we're not unique as a state; some other states have that same jurisdiction all the way out, again for their license holders only.